Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, chuba, my baby.
Chuba, chuba. Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. One of the classics.
It seems so good to see you.
Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam has a great song, wasn't it? Still is.
This is not an ad for Time Life, but every now and then, you ever see these things, infomercials on TV, and they're playing the old songs, both the country songs and the old golden oldies.
Uh-huh.
Takes me right back.
The doo-wops and the Detroit music, all that stuff.
Motown Sam.
Motown, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Welcome back, Sam. Thanks, Sam Norwood's our guest, folks. Glad you're hanging out with us. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions as we wrap up our visit here. Sam, TatumLLC.com, right?
That's our website, and we're everywhere that there is business, or we can get to it pretty quickly. And what we do, just so you know, we're outsources for talent, primarily in financial and technical areas, including CFO and CIO for information technology, and we integrate with the business and are there for the duration as long as we're needed and wanted and loved. And
on a part-time basis or a full-time basis or whatever, right?
Part-time, full-time, and temporary.
Yeah. So
we come in when the need is there, and then we skedaddle when the need is fulfilled.
TatumLLC.com. Sam, let's talk about let's wrap up our visit by talking about the employment situation. The past 30 days and the next 60 days, both sideways arrows. Tell us what that means.
What that means is not much change from the trend that we have seen recently, which is inadequate. We talked a few minutes ago about the unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. Oh, goody, goody. It's gone down to
7.8.
There is not an economist in the nation who expected that. And it didn't result from more people being employed. The number of people employed, the additions of, 114,000, is about like what we've seen in recent months, kind of what everybody expected. What they didn't expect and what is difficult to predict is how many people are just going to give up and go home and say, I'm not looking for work anymore.
Well, how about this? I'm tired of driving over to the employment office every week and spending the gas money when nothing's happening.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of sort. So we think, and our measures give us a clue about the rate of economic growth. We believe that it's 1% or less right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when economic growth is 1% or less, it's not sufficient to generate enough employment demand to cover the growing number of people who are actually looking for work. Well, we do have an expanding population here, and people, we would need over 200,000, like 250,000 or more, each month to absorb the growing population of working age people who are actually could be working. And we've not seen that in the past year. We've not seen that
in a long time.
It's really been a long time.
And so the point is, folks, is the 7.8 I've said for a long time, Sam, long before this, that the U3 number, which is 7.8 right now, dropped from 8.1, is a bogus number, because we know that U6, which includes the people you mentioned, Sam, has not changed other than to go up. So the real unemployment picture in America is not better; it's actually worse. Never mind the 7.8 drop, which is. I'm not going to say it's a fabricated number, but it is not taking a measure of what's really going on out there. And Sam, as you look across the economy, what do you see for the rest of the year?
Pretty much, not much change. We don't see a catalyst for growth. We don't see something coming that would tell us that here we've got something coming together that's gonna solidify. However, we also know that when things are going down, 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 sometimes they can turn on their own. Mm-hmm. People finally start coming out of the house.
Well, let me ask you this question before we wrap up.
Yep.
If Governor Romney gets elected on November 6th,
yep.
What do you see that happening? What do you think business people will think about that?
I think business people will jump for joy. I think the confidence will rise. We'll wait and see. So much of business has to do with confidence.
Could that be the kind of thing that could turn the momentum around?
I think it could. It could very well. Yeah. And so that could be a catalyst, and we'll have to wait and see. But looks like a really tight race.
Thanks for being here. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. TatumLLC.com. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.